Chapter 12. Sight, Hearing, Taste. The ancients distinguished five colors, five notes, and five flavors. We identify seven colors, notes, and flavors, and there are other people who perceive more or less than seven. So it is useful to understand how the faculties of sight, hearing, and taste function. One important point is that the eye reacts primarily to astral forces, the sense of hearing to etheric forces, and the sense of taste to the combined effects of these astral and etheric forces. This combination of effects, in fact, forms a building material consisting of astral and etheric energy substance. When this building substance is increased in density and applied in a focused way, it differentiates into three aspects or elements which we could call air, water, and earth. These three aspects correspond to our respiration field, which is the atmosphere in which we live, our vital fluids, such as the blood, and the nerve fluid, which is our water of life. And our form manifestation, made up of the solid parts of our personality. The eye is astrally sensitive, the ear is etherically sensitive. These two together determine the sense of taste, the kinds of foods we like to eat, and the kinds of foods we are able to digest. Thus, it is through the sense of taste that our life atmosphere, vital fluids, and physical form are determined in the same way as air, water, and earth were formed from the primordial waters or primordial air substance. Another way of explaining these things would be to say that the personality possesses an apparatus with which it attracts and converts astral and etheric forces, the result determining the personality. The eyes, the sense of hearing, and the sense of taste are important parts of that apparatus. This is the subject of Chapter 12 of the Tao Te Ching. The way we see is determined by the astral forces we are involved with. The way we hear is determined by the etheric forces attracted by the astral magnetic light, and the resulting sustenance determines our whole disposition. Therefore, since we live in the nature of death, a conflict is bound to arise. The five colors blind the eye, the five notes deafen the ear, the five flavors spoil the taste. Once set in motion at birth, the apparatus goes on functioning until we reach the grave. Its blinding, deafening, and dulling effect means that the kingdom of God within us is obstructed as regards its potential for development. Seeing, we are blind. Hearing, we are deaf. And the result of this handicap is that our form being is subject to corruption, to crystallization. Every human being knows this intuitively. People feel threatened in every respect by the great conflict. Their lives, their health, their strength are constantly in danger. That is why they are always experimenting to avert the danger. But all their struggling only makes the situation worse because whatever they do, it is done on the basis of their blindness and deafness. Their desires and yearnings, motivated as they are by self-preservation, disorganize the heart sanctuary. They make things more and more difficult, not only for themselves, but also for others. Frenzied rides and hunts lead the human heart astray. Goods hard to come by induce man to pernicious deeds. What this means will now be clear. Do not interpret it on a superficial level, but understand that every dialectical human being has no choice but to engage in those frenzied rides and hunts in the process of self-preservation. Let us now go back to what we were saying about the senses of sight, hearing, and taste. Not for nothing is it said that the eye is the mirror of the soul. Your soul is the light of your life, and it rules you. It is the astral fire that gives you consciousness. The eye reflects your state of being. By looking into the mirror of the eyes, we can distinguish souls of various types. Every state of mind, every state of soul, every astral stirring can be read in the eyes. it is generally accepted that what we call light is caused by etheric vibrations. These vibrations are said to stimulate the complex apparatus of the eye. Then, via the optic nerves, they are transmitted to the brain where the impression of light is born. This idea is not quite right in our opinion. It would be more accurate to say that the vibrations of the seven-branched astral candelabrum, which burns in the head sanctuary, are transmitted to the eye via the optic thalami in tiny magnetic waves. It is these impulses that determine the nature of our seeing. What we see will be in keeping with our magnetic status, or what we expect to see will be in keeping with our magnetic status. If there is a conflict between what we see and what we expect to see, our system acts to restore equilibrium between the inner and the outer, hence all the frenzied rides and hunts. The ear, too, is marvelously constructed and, as you know, has three main parts: a part that receives sounds, a part that conducts them, and a part that perceives them. It is via these three parts that the whole world of sound is communicated to us. Sound is caused by etheric waves, etheric vibrations. Every etheric vibration is picked up by the ear, regardless of whether or not one is deaf. In that sense, one always hears, in just the same way as a blind person always sees. Deafness is a condition in which sounds caused by vibrations in the air can no longer be perceived. In the same way, blindness prevents external seeing but not the astral magnetic process explained earlier. There is a part of the ear called the cochlea which contains an instrument that could be compared with a miniature piano. It has 24,000 strings, all within dimensions smaller than those of a tiny pea. All the etheric vibrations coming to us are intercepted by this instrument and heard in a certain sense, analyzed, and then transmitted to the consciousness with the aid of minute electrical impulses. Now, what we want to show you is this: around you, you create a magnetic field. This field does not function automatically but is consciously controlled. The instrument of control is the eye. By means of this magnetic field, you attract ethers. And the sounds, the etheric currents that consequently come to you, are assimilated by the ear. The ear then sorts them so that they can then be applied wherever needed in the system. The nervous system has a part to play in this, and the sense of taste operates throughout as a combining factor. In this way, the eye first constructs and maintains an astral sphere on the basis of which etheric forces are attracted. These are perceived and classified. Then the substance is inhaled, used. The sense of taste comes into play. When a person becomes a pupil of the spiritual school, the key to the great transformation lies in his soul state, in his magnetic state. That is why the third verse of chapter 12 says, "Hence, the sage is guided by his inner being and not by his eyes." The chain of cause and effect we have been explaining must be broken. See the human being as he is, a mighty instrumentarium within and a world without, both of which are in a state of total conflict, even though in many respects they originate from the same order. Hence the frenzied rides and hunts to achieve equilibrium. But it is precisely this that keeps the whole conflict going, rotating wildly all the time. So the firewheel of the dialectical astralis keeps on spinning. That is why the sage focuses his attention on the primordial atom, the rose of the heart, his innermost being. He rejects everything coming from outside and desires only what is within, in the kingdom of the heart. And by that he breaks the chain of cause and effect. From that moment onwards, a different magnetic fluid is drawn into his system. In this way, his eyes will no longer see conflict in the world, but will only perceive a world in which he does not belong. Then the frenzied hunts on the horizontal plane will come to an end. The ears will hear and utilize other etheric forces, and the sense of taste will receive other sustenance. Thus, the five soul fluids will make possible that great transformation known as the alchemical wedding of Christian Rosycross.